We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I think he just said something very interesting. Now, it's something I really relate to. He got home in time yesterday to catch the end of The Price is Right. This is where we are in our lives. We were sitting here saying, did y'all catch Price is Right yesterday?
Oh, no, I missed it. What happened?
What happened on Price is Right?
It's kind of my thing. I like to get. I always manage to get in right at the showcases.
So the showcases are going on. And you know how it works. Like, the first guy gets to see all the prizes. And he can either bid on it or he can pass it to the next person.
Historically, when I started watching the show back in the 1970s, the first person, they always pass the showcase.
Always.
I mean, and to this day, 90% of them pass.
Yeah.
The second one was always better.
You almost always had the car.
More expensive, but it was harder to get because it was more expensive. And usually the person that had it passed to them would win, is what I always noticed, because it was easier to guess because it was not as expensive. And, you know, you don't know exactly what the car costs. Well, Biggie says yesterday there was a kid playing who was young, right? 20s?
Oh, early 20s.
And in the showcase that he was going to either bid on or pass was a car.
A new car.
But he asked, what's the transmission? Stick shift. Manual transmission.
Six speed. That's how they described it in the six speed transmission.
So the kid
hang on, Drew.
What is that?
Is that a manual?
It's a manual transmission.
That's a stick shift, kid.
And it's a manual transmission. So the kid says, I can't drive it.
Nope.
I'm out. Can't do it. So he passes to the other person.
Who by the way, it was in like their 60s.
Okay.
Had no problem.
Yeah.
Driving that car.
And did the, who won?
Actually, the kid won.
Really?
But
not the car.
Not the car.
Won something else.
Yes. I will say it is still, it's almost like if the first showcase does not have a car, you're almost guaranteed a car in the second one.
True that.
Absolutely right. This call came to our program 27 years ago. I mean, I'm going to say 26, 27 years ago. Very early on in the history of this show. I admitted.
Is this stick shift?
Yeah. I admitted I cannot drive a stick shift.
Now that was years ago. And?
Not one thing has changed. In fact, I have not tried to drive a stick shift since. This was 26 years ago. And I said on our air that when I was 16, my dad had a 5-speed truck and tried to teach me how to drive. He said, you'll need to know this. Well, I was scared to death, and I couldn't drive a thing. I mean, I couldn't drive it. We would stop on a hill, and I'd go backwards. I never got the...
The clutch.
I never got the hang of the clutch. So this gentleman called and was stunned to hear that I could not drive a stick shift automobile.
Yeah, who's the guy that can't drive a 4-speed?
That's me.
I don't believe this. Here I am, 55 years old. Got a 1970 Trans Am, Ram R4, 450 horsepower. Go to Farmington. Guess who's sitting on the other side of me today, Spip?
Who?
My son. Sitting in a 300ZX twin turbo, getting ready to drag, man.
Really?
That's a rush.
Yes, sir.
I ain't lying. You want to take a ride in mine?
No, better not.
And guess who was standing outside the car and won't take a ride?
Who?
Girls.
Girls.
Can I ride? Can I take a ride?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I ain't lying.
Yeah, man.
Chelsea, let me sit in your car. Chelsea, take me to the Dairy Queen. Just a kiss my mouth.
That is an impression of Ernest T. Bass from the old Griffith show.
Who was motivated entirely by
girls.
Girls. And this gentleman who called us is now today 81, if he's still listening. Hopefully still at the drag strip. Hopefully still driving stick shift.
Maybe he's taught his grandkids.
I hope.
Or great grandkids how to drive.
And they're still attracted. Girls, I never could master the stick shift.
No,
it's a real failing. I just felt like I could get it. I never tried anymore. You know, after I was 16.
No,
because then all the cars now are pretty much automatic. You don't need it. But
yeah, I think I did learn when I was 15.
What kind of car did you learn on?
A Jetta.
Oh yeah, okay.
We had a Jetta, and never used it. I mean, to this day, I don't think. Maybe in an emergency I could, but no way.
You know what I'd always say? I can't, but this is really not true. I'd say, well, I can't drive one, but if Chris Dim fell over with a heart attack, I could load him into a Jetta and get him to the hospital 2 miles away. The truth is, I don't know that I could.
No, he'd be dead on the floor. I drag him to the threshold of the studio. That's about it.
That's all I can do.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, I really can't.
You might be able to get it into first.
No.
But yeah.
I don't think you even get the concept.
No. Yeah. The clutch. It wasn't so much the stick as it was the clutch.
It's the clutch. And you gotta get that feel.
My father was like, "Do you get the feel? You know, just that little." And I was like, I tried to placate him, but I really never got the feel.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those things that I didn't want to learn. I didn't think I'd need it. My father was like, "You need to learn this."
But you
have
it needed.
You have to know. He's still, you know, the mindset of you have to know how to do this. Mm-hmm. Never use it. I
want to say that when my wife got me that surprise Richard Petty driving experience at the Charlotte Motor Speedway for my birthday years and years ago, it's a stick shift car. You have to ride the clutch. You have to get out of the pit. You know, you're at a standstill in the pit, and you have to get going.
Did you have any trouble?
One time I did. I kind of stalled it coming out because I hadn't driven a stick shift in years.
Well, that gift's off my list. There's no point in buying me a Richard Petty driving experience.
Okay.
I can't even drive clutch. I can't drive stick.
I was never really on the list.
There's no way that I can.
Yeah, we got a guy crying in a car over here.
He hasn't even left the pit yet.
All right. Put him in the Vagisil car. It doesn't have a clutch.
He's in the Vagisil Ford.
That's what they should do. They should have the Vagisil car set aside. I'd love to go fast, but I don't know how to drive stick. Oh, well, hold tight. We'll run one out
no
in the garage.
Problem,
no problem. No problem.
Take a look at this beauty.
They really should just make it automatic. I mean, it's not like we're really going to be in there driving.
You're not really racing.
Now, you're not
se.
An NASCAR driver, are you? You just want to go around the track a couple of times. But don't you have to get it up to speed to even stay on the track because the track is...
Well, I mean, the Charlotte Motor Speedway is not too terribly banked, but there are a couple of corners that are really fun to hit going fast.
When, I think I mentioned this, one time we went to Orlando on that tour bus, and we went to Daytona.
You stopped off in Daytona on the way.
Stopped off at Daytona, and everybody's like, "Come on, let's take it around the track." And we did, but right down on the...
We have to be on the apron.
Daytona,
Because of the banking, because that bus would have turned over. And if we even hit a little bit of the banking.
Oh, yeah.
Even at age 8, I was just like, "Diddy.
Diddy, we're going to topple."
What? You know? That was pretty cool, though.
Everybody get to the high side.
Well, did they let you do that? I mean, we were on a tour bus. We were on a tour
My
bus.
My parents drove around the Indianapolis track.
They let them do it. They let
on
them
a
do
bus.
It.
I've driven around Rockingham in my old truck.
They let you on there.
This was actually, we were promoting the race at the time. So I went out there and got to drive my truck, got up to about 110 on the track.
So a tour bus to Disney World could stop in Daytona, you think, and drive around the track?
I don't know if it would. I don't know about a bus. I mean, that's the steepest banking. I mean,
we did it. I mean, we did it in 1979.
You'd have to do it on the flat.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I mean, you could, I don't think you could get up on the banks.
Impossible.
No, but I'm saying, is it still open to do is the only question.
I don't know. You know, a lot of places do stuff. Mm. The Charlotte Motor Speedway, they decorate at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Have you come drive through the lights on the track? So I bet,
yeah, maybe so. It's a way to make extra money or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great trip.
Otherwise, it's just sitting there.
Yeah, why not? And what are you going to use it
for? Gosh, from your small town, going to Daytona is like going to Mecca.
Yeah, and we stopped at the orange grove and walked out a bunch of the orange trees. And my mother said, you know, whatever you do, don't take an orange, but... And she did. She pocketed it, put it in her purse because they were very anti-grabbing the oranges.